Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Busy Manuel Sanders of the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I was on the Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P Show. I'm your show host, Beau Marchand. We're 4 days away from the NFL draft beginning in New York City. Prime time. It's the 78th NFL draft, and one of the players making his path towards that next level is today's guest, Missouri Tigers standout defensive back Kip Edwards, a junior college kid, and he's continuing to kind of grow into this process. Kip, we appreciate you taking some time. Can you believe no more, you know, Missouri Tiger football? Your teammates are doing spring ball, and now you're getting ready for the NFL?
To be honest with you, I really cannot believe it. I really didn't believe it until this morning when I seen some pictures on Instagram.
You know, a lot of guys that come on the show, they feel the same way. I'm sure it seems like a blink of an eye. I mean, did you grow up playing football? I mean, what was your favorite thing that, you know, I mean, when you were growing up, did you have another sport, another hobby? I mean, what did you kind of really, you know, sink your teeth into the game?
I started playing football probably when I was probably about 6 years old. So I've been playing football since I was little. I came out the womb playing almost.
I like that. And, I mean, when Pop Warner, Pee Wee, were you that kid scoring 4, 5, 6 touchdowns every game when you had the ball in your hands?
Yeah, yes, sir. Pop Warner football, I played 2 games on Saturdays. I played with my age group and then I also played up.
Oh, nice, nice, nice. And then how did you kind of find yourself at that defensive back role? When did you kind of know this was going to be the position that was going to get you farthest?
My junior year, it was my sophomore year at James Wood High School in Arlington. My head coach at the time, Coach Chris, told me I was a corner. He told me I wasn't a receiver. I really didn't believe him. And then we got a new coach, and the next day I was a corner. So I've been a corner ever since.
And then the rest is history. And like I said, you've continued to raise your game, and your stock has continued to rise in the process as you make this path towards the draft. Once again, Missouri Tigers, Kip Edwards, defensive back, kind of known to join us here on the C2P show. Very athletic young man, brings a lot of abilities to this position. And like I said, that's one of the reasons why he's on the show, and that's why we're talking about him so close to the upcoming NFL draft. Kip, all the guys, we ask this question. When you come on the show, if we put you out there on Sundays, the helmet and the uniform, the pads, we don't know that you out there. Is there a particular DB in the league that you may remind us of with how you play the game?
I'm going with Brandon Carr. He's a former Chief, now a Dallas Cowboy. I like his game a lot. His game kind of reminds me of my game.
Definitely. And when we talk about your game, you know, we pass this off to coaches and scouts if they want to give it a listen to as well. What's that one thing that you think these guys are going to love about your qualities? What are those abilities that you think you really kind of knock out of the ballpark that these guys are going to take notice of quickly when they start breaking down film?
I would say that I'm not afraid to help in the run, and I'm a good bump and run man cover corner, and I can also play zone.
Definitely, definitely. And does anything go unnoticed? I mean, sometimes it's the defense you ran. Sometimes it'd be your leadership, your film study. What goes unnoticed that these guys need to know about?
I would say my film study and my preparation towards the game because I'm a student of the game first.
And then the rest is take us through a little bit of that game preparation. I mean, maybe some film study that you watched, and then lo and behold, on Saturdays it kind of comes to fruition that what you saw on tape is kind of materializing right in front of you. Does anything kind of come to mind real quick?
Yeah, I would say my pick against Vanderbilt. They were in a pro formation. It was third and 11, and they always run 3 verticals out the pro set. And my guy was in the number 87, which was the top target at the time, and I just checked it down the distance from film study. I remember that I like to run 3 verticals, and I caught a pick. I got us off the field on third down.
Nice, nice. I kind of love, I ain't going to lie, Kip, I kind of love hearing those stories, kind of hearing you guys, you know, because you just assume, hey, you know, the quarterback threw an interception. I mean, that's the way that play looks on television. You just assume the quarterback made a mistake. We really don't know that you had some film study, you saw this play happen, you recognized and reacted to it, and you made the play. That's the insight I kind of love getting, especially when we can have a one-on-one with you guys as we go through this process. For you, has there been anybody in Missouri, I mean, kind of somebody that's kind of been helpful to you as you've kind of made this, you know, process and have grown into the man and the player that we see today?
Yes, sir. Kevin Rutland and Spoon. Spoon, he plays for the Falcons, number 56, Charlotte Witherspoon. And Kevin Rutland, he plays with the Jaguars. Those guys have really mentored me and molded me into the man that I am today.
Definitely, definitely. Once again, Kip Edwards has been one of the deep standouts for the Missouri Tigers at the defensive back position, and he's been a guy at that position since 2009, and the past two seasons really took a hold of that position and became a piece and a valued piece to that defense as we move forward. For you, I'm sure the phone started to ring, Kip, as your game started to raise its level and people started to take notice. You signed with Synergy Sports and Josh Edwards. How did you know Josh was the right guy for you as you made this transition from the college to pro level?
Well, two of my teammates have already signed with Josh Arnold, Dominique Hamilton. He's with the Redskins, and my other teammate, Jaquy Smith, he's with the Jets. So they have a great relationship with Josh. So I was like, okay, I'm going to see if I can get in where I can fit in. So other than that, me and Josh, we're great friends and great business partners.
Nice, nice. And you got your degree last year, so you've been really being able to kind of focus on football, huh?
Yes, that was, I would say, a blessing in disguise, being just focusing on football just for a year. No school, no anything. Well,
nice, nice. And then the rest is history. Have you talked with any teams or anyone showing interest in you up to this point?
Yes, quite a few teams are showing some interest, but I'm just anxious for this coming weekend, this coming weekend.
How you plan on spending the weekend, Kip?
I'm probably going to go to Putt-Putt or Six Flags or something with my family. I'm not going to do too much.
Nice, nice, nice. So you kind of want to get away from the TV and just kind of wait and find out what happens then?
Yes, sir. That's the goal.
Hey, man, we have so many guys that come on the show. The one of the ones that's kind of the last couple of weeks, the one kid said he's getting a hotel room, and the only person he's telling that where he's going in is his mother. He says he doesn't want to be bothered by nobody. So everyone does it. Some guys want to go fishing. Like you said, you want to go to the amusement park. Some guys want to have family, friends. It's all different scenarios how you guys want to spend I'm sure an exciting as well as nerve-wracking time as the NFL draft approaches. Kip, before we wrap things up, we do like to have some fun with you guys. We call it taking a break in the action, a couple off-the-wall questions. Will you take a shot with some of those?
Okay.
All right. Now, you get to that next level, you're lined up against one of these receivers in the NFL. At the end of the day, when the game ends, if you could say you held this receiver to zero catches while you guys were going at it, what receiver would you kind of say, hey, I'm pretty proud I held this guy to zero catches as I covered him all day?
I would say Andre Johnson.
Nice, nice. I don't think we've had a receiver that hasn't had the last name of Johnson. Usually when we ask that question, one's Calvin or the other one's Andre. For you, most receivers and defensive backs always choose the same profession. We'll see if you do the same. If you had to be a male runway model, would you choose that profession? If you couldn't choose that, would you rather be the lead singer of a boy band?
I would say the model.
And just so you know, all DBs and receivers always pick that same profession. It just has to be that. I'm telling you, I can bet the house on it. And most guys love entertaining the idea of answering this question. If you could take out any female celebrity, Kip, who are you most likely taking to dinner?
Who I'm most taking out to dinner? I would say Rihanna.
Nice, nice. We just had Beyonce. Josh Jenkins just said Beyonce, and We just had Rihanna. We had Dayton Jones from UCLA down at the Senior Bowl, and he picked her, and he actually sang "Shine Bright Like a Diamond" towards the end of the show, which was. So it's kind of funny seeing a 268-pound man singing Rihanna songs, but that's how much he was into it. And then the final question, Kip, and sometimes it's a hit or miss. So sometimes teams have a ton, sometimes they have none. Could be you or somebody else. Who had the funniest nickname out of all your Missouri Tiger teammates? Could be you, somebody else. When we ask that, who kind of pops into your head?
Who kind of pops into my head? I would say Randy Ponder. We called him Big Possum.
Big Possum.
Yeah.
How do you get that?
Because of his face. His face is shaped like a possum's, and we just start calling him Big Possum like all the time.
Oh, that's so bad. That's so funny, though. Oh, I love it. That's great, man. We're so close to the draft, and yet that question still makes me laugh when we ask it. It is Big Possum. That's beautiful. Well, hey, Kip, man, fabulous career. I can't wait to find out where you land this upcoming weekend. But, hey, stay hungry, stay blessed, and we really appreciate you sharing your Sunday with us and talking a little Missouri Tiger football and the NFL draft.
All right. Thank you for having me.
Oh, anytime, my man. Once again, that is Kip Edwards. He's standout Missouri Tigers, and he's been a key piece of that defense since he's got there. I mean, I know he redshirted in 08, but since 2009, this kid has been a key piece, and he's continued to kind of raise his level of play, and that's always a good thing, is you continue to grow each season, and that's always a positive. These guys move towards that next level. So if you want more with Kip Edwards, you folks out there listening, know the drill. You log on to College of Pro. There you can find this interview and some draft analysis of what this Missouri Tigers DB brings to the table and why he could be lining up for your favorite team in the NFL coming this upcoming September. As always, we appreciate you listening.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.